It's absolutely beautiful. That's the voice of Jack Armstrong, who you hear on Raptors broadcasts. And he'll be, I guess you'll have the opportunity to see Jack live in concert.
Move over, next Mariah Carey.
Exactly. Spotify has no chance to hang with Jack Armstrong.
Didn't Mariah Carey file for a trademark to become the Queen of Christmas?
She did.
Well, Jack's the King of Christmas.
Oh, very well done. Let's bring him in. The King of Christmas from the Raptors on TSN, our friend Jack Armstrong. Good morning, my man. How are you?
Aaron, Carlo, good morning. How you guys doing?
We're good. We're good. We are fired up for the holiday sing-along party December 6th at Danforth Music Hall. All proceeds go to the MLSE Foundation, Special Olympics Canada, and of course, Jack's Christmas album. You just heard a sampling on Spotify and other streaming platforms. Jack, you do a fantastic job as a broadcaster. You're a great singer. Now you're a philanthropist. What can't you do?
Well, I just asked my wife. I can't. She says I can't change a light bulb, so I'm not very handy. That's for sure. And by the way, it's also on vinyl. So if you
are old school,
vinyl.
And I guess it's become a very, very big thing. People love getting vinyl albums, and a lot of people got record players again. And it's the actual physical vinyl, the records are going really well. People love them. So, and the art design and all that is really beautifully done. So, thank you for mentioning it. And I'm excited about it. A little nervous about getting up on stage and performing.
Somebody told me, Jack, about getting up on stage with all the things that I've done? Just pretend everybody in the audience is naked. And you just laugh along with them.
Jack Armstrong broadcasted NBA Finals games to like 15 million Canadians. Yeah, I think he'll do just fine.
Stage is different, man. Trust me, it is. Just pretend everybody's naked. Or make a joke about yourself to start. That's one thing Michael Landsberg taught me.
You know, because I was thinking about it, you know, like the last year when the Blue Jays played in Buffalo, they asked me to throw out the first pitch, which was quite a throw. I'm a huge baseball fan. And the night before, they had Josh Allen. So I'm like, wait, your standards really dropped from one night to the next.
Move over, Josh. Jack Armstrong, the real superstar.
Your UCL is in better condition than Josh Allen's, though, Jack. So at least you can take some solace in that. I guess I am talking to two Bills fans. I got to be careful with what I say about Josh Allen.
Fully practicing. He's good, buddy. He's all good. Before we move into basketball, how many songs are on this album that you've created?
There are, if I'm not mistaken, I don't have it in front of me.
16 songs.
16?
I'm looking at it right now. 16
you,
songs.
You sang 16 actually, songs?
So there's 14 songs, and then there are two, I do little narrations. I did one, the famous letter, I think it's from 1898, Virginia O'Hanlon, the New York Sun, when the little girl wrote to the newspaper and asked about Santa Claus, the existence of Santa Claus. And I read that. That's a very famous, you see it all over the world. People print it on Christmas morning. So I read that. And then I also did kind of a little basketball version of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. So we did 14 songs, and then we did two little narrations. So it's fun. I mean, we had 2 days of rehearsal in April, and then we recorded the album late May, early June, I think it was. And, because they had to get it done, because they had to get the vinyl, the albums physically done. So, it's been, and then I've had 2 days of rehearsal for the concert. I got another one coming up early next week, and then we got the concert next week. So, off we go. And by the way, I still got to keep very busy with all the basketball stuff. So that's my primary job. So that's what I try to concentrate on.
Jack Armstrong, our guest from the NBA on TSN. Jack, Raptors fans have been singing the praises of OG Anunoby all year long. And think about some of the matchups this guy has had in recent games. I mean, the Luka Doncic showdown on Saturday. Last night, he had a significant exposure to Donovan Mitchell, the Cleveland Cavaliers, held him to just 8 points, and it was a team effort, no doubt. Nick Nurse has done a good job of scheming, but the buzz is building, not only here in Toronto, Jack, but all around the NBA about OG Anunoby, potential all-star, but also potential defensive player of the year, at least factoring in to that conversation. What have you seen from OG this year, both offensively and defensively? It's been really remarkable to see his progression.
A few things. Number one, they're 20 games in, and I've seen him, right?
That's yeah.
The most important thing, he's played all 20. And, you know, he's been the one starter that's played every night. And, you know, what's the old line? The best ability is availability. And we have a challenge right now in professional sports of keeping guys upright and being able to play. And it's a challenge right now, not only in our sport, but in hockey and football. You see it everywhere. And it's problematic. And, you know, it's difficult if you're a coaching staff or executives, you know, you're planning things out, scheming and all that, and you don't know night to night who's playing. So it's hard. So to have him in the lineup, number one, and I mentioned this last night, no way, shape, or form am I comparing him because the resume is dramatically different. That opportunity in 2018, 2019 to play with a guy like Kawhi Leonard. And we all know we're visual learners, and we observe and we take things in, and sometimes we discuss things verbally, but definitely we model ourselves in different things when we see good behavior, good patterns, good habits. And for a small forward like OG Anunoby to play the same position and practice with and travel with and be on a team with a guy like Kawhi Leonard every day, that has to make an impression on you. And to me, when I watch OG now, and he's got that same stoic approach, all business, and he plays the game hard and plays the game right on both ends. He's a professional athlete, and he just goes about his business. And that was the thing that always jumped off the page at me about Kawhi, was just that how he went about his business. And I'm really impressed, and I'm happy for a guy like OG Anunoby because he has battled injuries. And it's nice to see him healthy, and it's nice to see him put it all together now. And my colleague Leo Routen said it last night postgame, and I totally agree with him. His teammates, I think, look at him differently now. They're looking to him now. I mean, there were plays last night that Scotty Barnes, Fred VanVleet, you know, Pascal Siakam, they're all seeking him out because they're like, hey, man, I got faith. I got belief in you. I'm putting the ball in your hands. And at the same time, they know he's an anchor. He's a competitor. He's a great defender. So to me, I think he's building that kind of mojo. And again, it's all from his hard work and dedication. And the guy is just incredibly smart. He's played in this system the entire time. I mean, obviously he's played for Dwayne Casey and Nick Nurse, two great coaches. So he's been around the system a long time. He knows the expectations, you know, what his role is, how to play. He's always in the right spot. He's very dependable. So I it's just your classic, hey, the light's finally coming on, and he's hitting that stride now that players hit in their prime years, and he's in that mode right now, which is really nice to see.
Jack, I'm going to give you a Christmas song version of the Toronto Raptors from last night. You ready? Here's my maestro.
Sure. I'm ready.
Here comes Siakam. Here comes Scotty Barnes back for the Toronto Raptors. They played the Cleveland Cavaliers and won 100-88. Help me summarize that game for us.
Wow. I say what, Paulo?
Don't invite him on stage on December 6th, Jack.
You know, I was working on Drake last week when he had me wearing the big coat.
You should wear that coat on stage.
Maybe, you know, if we he's going to be at the Apollo next week. So, you know, we're two performers. We got to perform our gigs in respective concert halls. But, you know, next year, maybe we do a duets album. I get Drake for one. I get Carlo Colaiacovo for one. Aaron, nice. I haven't heard you sing yet. So
I mean, sucks. You know what? We have some old audio, Chrissy, if you want to dig up some of my singing. It's actually rapping. We'll play that before
right.
we go.
You did have a all good right. rap.
And it was a 2019 NBA title run Milwaukee for the Raptors.
Bucks.
I had some chirps at Brooke Lopez. I think I included a chirp on Clay Thompson as well. So we'll get to that. We'll get to that later. I'm still kind of reeling from Carlo's attempt at. By the way, you got to make it rhyme, Coco.
I did. Here comes Santa Claus.
I loved it. I loved it. Thanks, and you're right. Buddy. I mean, you know, you add those guys back in the mix. And it was interesting obviously Siakam was amazing last night. I mean, just he looked like he didn't miss a beat. He came out, was attacking, getting downhill. They couldn't win any of those matchups. Cleveland has a problem with this small forward spot. They guarded him with their three men, and Siakam just won that matchup consistently, got where he wanted to get to. And I said it last night, it's amazing. And you look at how the Raptors shot last night. They shot the ball well from three. The quality of shots they get with him on the floor dramatically changes because he creates so much problems for the defense. He gets a lot of attention. Other people get better shots. And man, oh man, things start to flow. I think, if I'm not mistaken, going into last night's game, on passes received from Pascal Siakam that led to a three, the Raptors shot 43% on those plays. So, to me, he gets you great shots because he's getting multiple bodies to him. And, you know, he's getting the ball off the rim. He's going with it as a, whatever you want to call him, a point forward, whatever it is. And those guys in space can't guard him. I mean, he's just a tough cover. And so to me, and then, you know, Scottie Barnes and Gary Trent Jr. coming off the bench. In my opinion, I kind of like the look, to be honest with you. I mean, Thad Young and Aaron Gomez have done a really good job. And to me, I think sometimes when you have more balance in your lineups, not just lineup, across the board from minute one to minute 48, and you always have two to three significant offensive threats and playmakers on the floor, you can get away a lot with two other guys that are just sound, steady Eddie type role players. And that's chemistry. That's team play. And, you know, when I look at it, you know, obviously your closing lineup is important. And night to night, that's all based upon matchups and how guys are playing that night. But to me, I kind of like the look that they had. Scottie Barnes was very effective off the bench. Gary Trent Jr. played with really good energy again last night. So I kind of liked how it looked. I thought their defense was excellent. And they didn't, you know, it wasn't last night a classic Raptor game where they were turning them over a ton. It was just really sound, hard-nosed defense on the ball. Great help, recovery, rotations, communication. Guys really getting after it and playing hard defensively. And you hold a really good team to 88 points. That's impressive. And as you mentioned before, Aaron, about, you know, slowing down and stopping a guy like Donovan Mitchell, who like Luka Doncic, is a fabulous player. That speaks volumes about OG Anunoby. And it's, as to your point, speaks volumes about the preparation and attention to detail of a coach like Nick Nurse and his staff.
Jack, thank you for doing this as always. We heard a sampling of your Christmas album. It's on Spotify and other streaming platforms. We heard Carlo sing, I think, is what I would qualify that as, about 5 minutes ago. It's time to go back to 2019 and my rap. Let's hear it, Chris.
Yeah. Hey, yo, we're making great cheese, I promise. I make one of 10 free throws, like my name is Giannis. Our baseball team's good, Gort Ash. Good in game one, rest of games, he's trash.
Brock Lopez.
Do you think I can make an appearance on December 6th, Jack, at Danforth Music Hall?
Well, now we have another person on board, I think. We got the, you know, for this duet album. I mean, it's just growing beyond belief.
Well, I mean, you replace one Jewish rapper in Drake with another in Aaron Korolnik. I think not a big difference in my view. Thank you so much for doing this, Jack. Best of luck with everything next week, and we'll chat with you next week for sure.
Thanks, guys. All the best. Off to New Orleans in a few hours.
Love it.
Mardi Gras. Nice.
Jack will have no fun in New Orleans.
No.
Thanks, Jack.
Have you ever been to New Orleans?
I have not. That is on the list. Like, I'm trying to get one of my buddies to get married, so we go on a bachelor party there.
I went to a bachelor party there, and I must say, not overly impressed.
You're not a New Orleans guy. You don't like having fun. You're probably in your hotel room going to sleep.
Fun is my middle name, but I was not overly impressed with
it. Okay, there you go. We will welcome Ryan Harris to the show next. He's a longtime NFLer, now an analyst with Westwood One. We'll talk about Deshaun Watson's return this week. We'll look back on a Monday nighter and look ahead to the Thursday nighter between the Bills and the Patriots. A huge game for both AFC East rivals. It's Koliakovo versus Asfandi on Thursday night. We'll talk about it with Ryan Harris next.
They played the Cleveland Cavaliers and won 100-88.